You know, there's a term called preventive maintenance. It's kind of funny that that would come up right now. We're starting to get a little bit warmer weather, but it's not 90 degrees yet.
Right.
It's usually about 90 degrees when everybody figures out their air conditioning really isn't working the way they want it to work. If you want to have a nice, cool trip when it's 90 degrees, right now is probably the best time to do that. Kind of like plumbers, the first night that it gets to 10 below zero, you ever notice they're really busy when you call them?
Yep, exactly.
It's funny how that works.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, especially with some of the changes in vehicles of late, technologically and safety-wise, there's a lot of systems that need some maintenance. How important is it to keep on top of those things?
Well, there's a lot of factors in that. They're absolutely critical. Everything in a modern car is run by one of three or four computers. There's that many computers on all cars. Some of them have five or six. The hybrid vehicles have five, six, seven computers. They all need to not only communicate with each other, but they need to communicate perfectly with the transmission, the engine, the injection system. There are updates that are constant. Just as your home computer updates continually, a car is not hooked up to anything. So it has to get into its franchise dealership every once in a while, mm-hmm. and get those updates. Sometimes it means increases in miles to gallon. Sometimes it's nothing more than just getting a little bit more out of smoothness of shift points.
Sure.
But those are a constant, and so the technology is phenomenal. It's not just a box of wrenches and a hammer anymore.
No, it's certainly not.
It's tens of thousands of dollars worth of software and computer systems that involve all these automobiles.
So the rule of thumb still holds true, is that preventative maintenance is the best choice, and it just carries over from the days of making sure all the fluids and the wipers are good. It's also making sure that the operational systems are going to do what they're supposed to.
Well, and preventative is the key. It's you know, you mentioned wipers. I happened to be driving my wife's car the other day, and it started to rain. And first time I had driven it in the rain in probably 3 months. Mm-hmm. Oh, we need to stop and get wiper blades. Mm-hmm. We were on our way to Houghton or the Keweenaw. I think we were going to go for a drive and just immediately stopped and picked up some wiper blades.
Yeah, it's a good idea to do that. And I know you have that option there at Riverside for folks to come and check out and get that taken care of. You know, this time of year, also people are starting to probably think about, oh, they may be putting the truck away or something. And they're starting to think about, oh, you know, coupes and sedans and that sort of thing, cars. What's on the lot?
All of those.
All of those. That's
coupes,
good.
Sedans, mid-size coupes. The Accord offers a coupe that's just gorgeous. Great driving car. And it's a perfectly viable car year-round. It's the same chassis as the four-door car, but it's a much sportier look. We have a couple of them. We have one with a V6 and leather. We have one that's a four-cylinder with cloth seats. It's just a great driving car. It sits a little bit lower, mm-hmm. but it's the same basic chassis as the old reliable, phenomenally reliable Accord. And then you go to all the sedans, whether they're compact sedans to midsize. The new 2015 Camry is a huge change. People are absolutely loving it. We had a guest in the other day who purchased our first one several months ago, our first 2015 Camry, and they love it. They've had Camrys for years. They said this is the best car they've ever driven.
Well, we talk about going to the websites and checking things out online. We'll give you the full address in just a moment, but the message also is you can look at them online as much as you want, but there's nothing like coming and driving one, and that's what you're always encouraging folks to do.
Absolutely. We take them for a spin. Be sure it fits. If you don't like it, don't be afraid to come back and say, you know what, this doesn't fit. We've got about 315 cars on the ground in Marquette right now. I find it hard to imagine there probably isn't something there that will fit.
If people want to check it out online or stop in, what's your the address for the website, and then also your hours and location here in Marquette?
Online, we're at riversidemarquette.com. Spell it right out, riversidemarquette.com. Give us a call at 228-4900, and we are there from 7:30 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 9 to 3.